This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Wednesday to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial on a special day. Of course, tomorrow being Thanksgiving, we're a day early, as we're talking about throughout the morning. Everything else remains the same. If you have any questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's klausfinancial.com. Telephone number at the Klaus Financial office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for PetSmart. Fantastic prize there. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. Malia, how are you today?
Ready for a big holiday. How about you?
Anything that involves eating, I'm a big fan of. So I can't complain. And we're going to actually talk a little bit about the holiday. One of the things we know about you guys is when it comes to numbers, when it comes to statistics, when it comes to analysis, you are the go-to people. So before we get to the meat, so to say, of today's program, let's talk a popular segment on the program, which is the Did You Know. Yeah. Let's talk turkey with Did You Know.
You said it's before we get to the meat, and that's simply not true. We're going to start with the meat, actually.
You can tell, by the way, who the two fathers are.
Yeah, you can, can't you?
Dad jokes, right?
So, yeah, we're going to change it up here a little bit. It's you know, before Thanksgiving, so we want to give you some stats that you've never heard from us before. Normally, we're talking about Social Security and 401ks and all that fun stuff, but let's start with this. Did you know that 228 million turkeys were raised and eaten in the United States in the year 2015? Again, 228 million turkeys were raised and eaten in the United States in 2015. Wow. Watch out.
That's like almost one for every American. We all got our own turkey.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, in my household, believe it or not, because only one of us in the household eats meat, we went out and purchased a 24-ounce Cornish hen for my husband to eat for Thanksgiving.
Aww.
So everybody has a different style of turkey. Let's just put that out there. So.
Yeah, that's right. We're not. That's right. Malia's sensitive to the vegetarians out there.
That's right. So another great fact is that 3 billion pounds, that's a B. CJ likes to emphasize B is in billion. Pounds of sweet potatoes were raised by the major producing states in 2014. And what's interesting is that even though we produced 3 billion pounds, we still imported another almost 50% from the Dominican Republic of sweet potatoes. So I don't know. I didn't know everybody loves sweet potatoes, but apparently the United States is big on that. So I think when you're eating yours tomorrow, these are little facts you can just let everybody else know about.
That's right.
It's great.
And the final fun fact here is that 841 million pounds of cranberries was the forecast for U.S. cranberry production in 2015. Again, 841 million pounds of cranberries. And what's kind of crazy is that Wisconsin was estimated to lead all states in the production of cranberries with about 503 million pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, who would have known?
You know what? I have relatives that own cranberry bogs, so I did know that.
Oh, cool.
I talked the other morning about one of the worst jobs I had as a kid is also my grandparents own a northern Wisconsin. They've got a little gas station, deli, all those kind of things. They also sell bait, which, you know, the great place to get minnows for your bait shop? The cranberry bog. So I used to have a kid to drag those things with a net.
You're kidding me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. So, Wisconsin, that's leads all. And it's interesting because oftentimes they're often little places where you don't expect to find a cranberry bog. So very, very interesting stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. All right, let's get away from dinner again. It's making me hungry. Let's talk about some of the, you know, we start looking holiday season, some of the blessings this holiday season. Is this one of those things you should maybe start reflecting and taking a look at certain things and aspects of your life?
It is, absolutely. So it's a really good time for everybody. You know, as you're kind of heading into the holiday season, we start thinking family, whether those are good thoughts or bad thoughts, right? We start thinking family, we start thinking relationships, and you need to start asking yourself, have I taken stock of where I'm at and made sure that if something were to happen to me and I wasn't able to show up to this Thanksgiving meal, God forbid, that I've planned appropriately for what we call the settlement of your estate? And so this gets into something we've talked about on the show a few times before, which is estate planning. And I do want to disclaim as we start talking about this, we are not estate planning attorneys. We don't claim to be. And we certainly aren't licensed to, you know, create an estate plan for you. However, as part of our training, we become quite familiar with different estate plans, and we have to interact with our clients, attorneys, and other professionals quite often. So, first question you should be asking yourself as you head to that Thanksgiving table, do I have a basic will or trust in place? Or if I do, does it need to be updated? And what about guardians for my children? So let's pause for a moment on that. Sometimes people say, I'm too young, I don't need it. And I go, well, wait a minute, you probably still have stuff that if something happens to you, you need to tell people where it goes. And then some people go, again, I'm too young, I just have some kids, I don't need to worry about a will or a trust. I don't have an estate, so I don't need an estate plan. No. One of the biggest things that a will does is it names guardians for your minor children, okay? And then finally, you'll hear people say, oh, I'm heading into retirement. I did that a long time ago when my kids were young, but I don't need it now. That's another misnomer. You know, as you get later in life, you really need to blow the dust off of that to say, if I died, does it say what I want it to say?
And can I just interrupt?
Yeah, go right
one
ahead.
Thing?
Yep.
And just to capitalize on what CJ's saying about the will and when people say, you know, I don't have much stuff, I just have the kids. Well, for sure, this is why we need to have the will. Yeah. And this is the biggest stumbling block. This is the biggest reason people never do put together a will in the first place, is because they can't come to an agreement as to who would be the best guardian for their children. So they decide, we just won't do anything. And that is not the right answer, folks. We really need to sit down, make your wisest choice. And the good news is this is revocable. You can change it multiple times in your life. I've changed mine maybe four or five times, because as you grow as a parent, you see your siblings or friends or whoever would be potential guardians if something went wrong, and you have the ability to change it. So don't let that be your stumbling block. Take your children seriously and find the right guardian.
You know, I'm really glad. I hope everybody's listening closely to what Malia is saying there, because just 2 days ago, I was meeting with a client who said the very thing that Malia just mentioned, which is, I just can't decide who's going to inherit or who's going to take care of my children. And I had to stop him, because I've been mentioning to this particular gentleman for 5 years that he needs to get this done. And I said, I feel like you're missing the point, right? The point is not about getting it perfect. The point is having a plan, right? Well, but I can't decide who it goes to. No, but you're missing the point. If you die tomorrow, the judge decides. Is that what you want? So you'd rather have a judge decide than you, because you can't make the right decision. And I don't mean to be harsh, folks, but at the end of the day, if you don't have something in place, even if it's not perfect, if you don't have something, then I think you're missing the whole point of this. The whole point is to make sure that we are naming where we want our children to go. We are naming where we want our assets to go. Even if you have to tweak that later on, having something is critical.
And certainly the situation of having, you know, your family's going through enough, and you certainly don't want them feuding, or, you know, those type of things can all be dealt with.
Well, absolutely. To your point, Sean, what I tell people is, if I didn't name where my children should go if my wife and I died, I promise you every single family member would think they're the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they would argue over that.
Yes.
If I instead named a sister who nobody really likes, but I named her, they would accept it because it was my wishes. So
correct.
You're exactly right. It's not about getting it perfect. It's about naming something so that the rest of the family will stop arguing.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, Kloss Financial. Financial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll look ahead to 2017 and finish up the year 2016 as well. And a couple of things to think about as we're winding down the year as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And hanging out this Thanksgiving Eve with our friends from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. If you have any questions, you can call right now, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, we are on a day earlier because of the Thanksgiving holiday. If you are new to the program, welcome to the show. Don't forget that website, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Left off, mentioned that, you know, as we start winding down this year, the question starts coming up about retirement accounts, and is it too late this year to add money? If for example, you're going over the books and you're realizing, hey, I've got a little extra money, is it too late to be doing that?
No, this is the right time. If you're waiting to put it all in at the end of the year, I will say this, had you been putting it in throughout the year and you're seeing this nice rise in the market, that's how you can appreciate when we tell you every week, just keep on adding, because for those people who have been sitting on the sidelines and suddenly hear the Dow is up, now is really not the time to be pouring in the money. I mean, you miss the upside of it. Every day is the right day probably to invest, but a low day is the best time to maybe dump in more money. So I just kind of have chuckled to myself when people are like, oh, I think I should get in the market because it's going up, you know? So so we want to be consistent. And right now we're looking at the fact that if you have a retirement plan at work and your money needs to go in through your paycheck, that's usually the mechanism to put in your pre-tax money, whether it be into your 401k or 403b or other deferred retirement plan. You want to look at how many more paychecks you have coming out. And your totals this year for 2016 are $18,000. That's the most you can put away if you're under 50. So you need to be looking at that total right now and see if you're coming in short and if you can add some extra money. And finally, if you're over 50 years old, you have an additional $6,000 of catch-up. So making sure you're maxing those plans out really makes sense. And the next thing we're going to talk about is looking at 2017 and making sure that you are looking at your own budget and where you can increase in different areas, whether it be savings or actually retirement savings.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the opportunities. We'll get to that in just a moment. Real quick, let's talk then about looking ahead to 2017. Are there certain things that you may want to plan? And Malia, you bring up the importance of a plan, and we oftentimes hear of people who kind of, rather than having a big picture plan in place, do this day to day, month to month, and they tend to overreact when things get bad, and they also tend to overreact, and oftentimes wrong time, trying to time this stuff, not a good idea, but you have these people who maybe do this rather than looking ahead to a year, tend to do it day to day and or month to month, and that can create issues, can't it?
It can, yeah. So I do want to kind of back up what Malia's saying and remind people. If I were to say to you, hey, the real estate market is really, really hot right now, and it's booming, and prices are soaring, and so therefore I think you should buy your first house, somebody would go to me, well, that's dumb. Why would I do that? That doesn't make any sense. It's expensive. I'm renting. I'm not going to go buy a house now when they're really expensive. And yet, here's the crazy thing. That's what we do in the stock market every single day. I can't tell you the number of calls we've gotten. Malia and I were just chuckling about a particular client yesterday that just invested a huge chunk of cash, finally, as of yesterday. And I'm sitting, and we, by the way, we're telling this person, oh, probably not the best time to do this with the Dow, you know, peaking over 19,000 for the first time ever, right? And yet, this is our mentality. So I'm sorry, I get kind of, you know, blunt here on this radio show. I just hope the listeners understand. Think of this like a physical asset. Think of this like a home, right? When do you want to buy a home? Well, you want to buy a home when nobody else is buying them, when they're really cheap, right? Mm-hmm. So buy stocks when they're cheap. Now, to Malia's point, dollar cost averaging, which is like saving on a per paycheck basis into your 401k, is actually the best way to do it. If you look at it statistically, you're going to get an average lower price per share by doing that. So do it monthly. But if you ever want to dump an extra amount of cash in, don't do it at the peak of a market. Okay. I've said enough about that.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A. financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And still have time for your questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you're new to Money in Motion, welcome to the program. This is answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of really great information about Kloss there and an opportunity to sign up as well to the newsletter. Get to klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Keep in mind, too, with that number, we'll use it for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Coming up a little bit later on in this segment. Also, at first appointment, that get to know you, that kick the tires, as CJ likes to talk about, that doesn't cost you a thing. Again, the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Just got done kind of wrapping up 2016 and talking a little bit about some of the contribution limits for your 401k for 2016. Let's look ahead. Now, we're, of course, it is got the holiday season. Talked a little bit earlier about, you know, the family getting together. It's also a nice time, and with a little bit more of vacation time, a little bit more time off, I know this, I get to spend more time not only with my extended family, but with my immediate family, specifically my wife as well. And we actually get some time to talk about things and kind of look ahead to the future. It's also a good time, and correct me if I'm wrong, probably a good time to sit down and talk finance and talk about retirement goals and those type of things as well, isn't it?
And if I could just back up just a minute, Sean, with those discussions.
Yes.
You're sitting at dinner after dinner with, as you said, the extended family. And I just had a conversation in my office a couple nights ago with a client who's approaching 90 years of age, and I was with her adult children, and we had two different discussions. The first discussion was, because we're seeing some coherence not quite there. Mm-hmm. The discussion was, it's time to give up the checkbook to your adult children who are over 60 years old and trust them and allow them to help you moving forward. These are difficult talks. And at the end, I said to her, are you upset with me? She goes, no, I'm glad you told me this because I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are difficult conversations, and Thanksgiving oftentimes is a good time to bring this up, believe it or not, because they can feel the love, your elderly grandparents or parents. Also, we had a discussion about taking the keys away,
mm-hmm.
okay? It's time, perhaps, because of health failings, to give up your keys. In this case, she wants to give her car to her grandson, and she's saying, yeah, I think I'm ready. And having the family buying into that and understanding them, it wasn't my idea, it's their idea, really helps the whole situation. So when we're looking at the future for our own families, our extended family, these are good times of the year to discuss this. And as CJ says, he's blunt. I'm more blunt. I just want to make sure people are looking at the whole situation.
The other thing. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, anything other than politics to be discussed is probably a welcome conversation.
That's right.
Exactly.
So, Malia Craven.
CJ, what did you want to say about the couples? What should they be talking about?
No, couples should just be talking about what their financial goals are and really saying, all right, what do we want to stick to in terms of a budget this Christmas season? If you take a look at some of the stats around how much people spend during the holiday season, it's just staggering. And I have to admit, it's actually a trend I don't love. As much as I like you stimulating the economy, it helps my clients when their portfolios go up. My goodness, I wish there was better savings and not so much debt that we're taking on during the holiday season. So talk to your spouse this Thanksgiving around, you know, how many gifts do our kids, do our extended family members really need, and how much can we actually afford to spend?
You know, one of the things you mentioned this time of year, and I think for a lot of us, holiday, Christmas bonuses start coming out. And for a lot of people, unless they put a lot of thought into it, oh, well, we'll spend that on Christmas. We'll spend it on on gifts. It's a good thing is that you're bringing this up is what about spending it on your future and saying, here's some money that's coming in that maybe would be put to better use by making sure that rather than giving our kids a gift now, maybe giving them the gift in the future of not being
sure.
a burden.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. No, I hope that people take that seriously. We live in such a consumer-centric society that it is very hard to swim upstream on this particular issue. Everybody's talking about the new cars and the new toys they're getting for family members, and I get it. But I just encourage you, my goodness, a year from now, you won't remember what you bought last year, right?
Exactly.
But if you're saving for retirement and you're not a burden on your children, that'll be a lifelong gift.
Mm-hmm.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card from PetSmart. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How many pounds of cranberries did Wisconsin produce in 2015? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer, you win that $25 gift card from PetSmart. CJ, Malia, great talk to you guys. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll do it all again next Thursday.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.